This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Ilona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us.
Great morning, everyone.
Stay tuned for
today. This is the day
the Lord has made. And we always make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Ilona Sanders. I want to welcome you to another powerful and insightful early morning empowerment virtual gathering. We are in our 21-day prophetic impartation as we are laying foundation that we will build upon for 2018. This is day number 5, January 5th, 2018. And I am so happy to be here with you in this virtual community where we are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. And I am so thankful and so grateful for the ability to be here. So let's connect in together because there is power in numbers. And when we are unified with one mind, one heart, and one focus, trust me when I tell you, great things are happening on your behalf. So with that being said, let's take a good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we come present right here, right now, all over this virtual community. And we're so thankful for each and every person that have gathered here in Columbus, Ohio, in Raleigh, North Carolina, in Jacksonville, Florida, in Orlando, Florida, in Atlanta, Georgia, and all the various places that we are connecting in from this morning. We're so grateful for New York City. We're so grateful for Pennsylvania. Father, we thank you for every heart that counted it not robbery to say, I'm going to gather myself and fuel the power of vision. We thank you for another day. Next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we sit in this sacred moment and we become aware that we're in a place of power. We become aware that we are in the place of miracles. We become aware that we can do all things through this Christ anointing that infuses us with power and strength today. And we radiate with that power and we operate with that power. Next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we take our position of authority today, because we are seated in heavenly places, far above principalities, power, might, dominion, every name that is named. We are seated through our Christ consciousness and awareness. We are seated in authority. And we thank you for the dominion mandate that today we have dominion. We have dominion over every situation, every circumstance that is in our sphere of influence. We thank you. Every place the sole of our feet tread, we already have that for an inheritance. We already have the victory. And we thank you for the divine guidance that comes from within. And it is so. All right. Come on. Let's come on in together and let's get ready for a fresh download for what God wants to release for us in this empowerment community this morning. I am so grateful to be here, and I know that you are as well. And I just want you to take a moment right here, right now, to stir and activate the spirit of gratitude. for being here in 2018. You see, beloved, excuse me, when you learn how to really calm and settle yourself and sit in power, you become so grateful and you become so aware of all that is moving and operating on your behalf. And that is why stillness is so important. It doesn't matter if you're at work, you can be in stillness. It doesn't matter if you're in the grocery store, you can be in stillness. It doesn't matter if you're up before a group of people talking, you still can be in stillness. Stillness is about flowing out of your rich inner life, being in calm, balance, and harmony. Write that down. Being in calm, balance, and harmony. Remember, that is your place of strength. And quietness and meekness shall be your position of strength. So we're so grateful. And I said to you this week that it's not enough to be in 2018 physically. You have to be here mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Your spirit has to be here. And in order for your spirit to be here, there must be an awareness of what is taking place in the spirit realm in this year. What are the dominating factors and forces that are operating in 2018? And when you can tap in and align yourself with what's moving and flowing and operating, your life is going to be so much better for having done so. So we started laying down foundation this week about what's happening in 2018. And if you were not here early in the week, or if you want some of those recordings, they're in the Empowerment Inner Circle. And you can go and register for that. And all the archives are there from Early Morning Empowerment over the years. And it's just a wonderful tool and resource. There are video activations there. Just many things in that Empowerment Circle. And we're going to make sure that you have access to that right away. So we want to talk about today the power of fueling your vision. And how important it is to have vision. The writer in Habakkuk said that I will stand upon my watch. And I'm going to wait to see what he will say to me and what I will answer. And then the word came to write the vision and make it plain. And for those of you that know scripture, you may be familiar with that scripture. And then he goes on to say, although the vision tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. So in looking at scriptures like that, sometimes we get confused in what's being related to us because we're not understanding the spirit of what's being written. There are many scriptures that are written that make us think that we have to wait for something to come from outside or wait until God gets ready. Remember, I shared with you about why language is so important and the words that you speak are so important, that you understand what you're saying when you speak. And so we tend to think that God has to get ready or he has to get in a mood. No, when you look at scripture in a whole, we begin to understand that it's all done. It's already been given. It's already yours. And your divine vision is there waiting for you. And so when we say, although it tarries, it only tarries because we're not in a place where we can hear and a place where we can see and a place where we can understand what's already there. Now I'm getting ready to get too excited because right now my spirit is turning over and leaping when I take a moment to think about how powerful we are and how powerful this rich inner life is, and that how endless and boundless and limited it is. Infinity and eternity literally dwells on the inside of you. So in this season, as you read scripture, you have to come to another understanding and revelation of scripture because we're in a time where we have evolved in the scriptures. And so when we talk about the kingdom of God, when we talk about eternal life, when we talk about eternity, we're not even talking about something that is in a distant future. And that is the way that we saw those things before, that it was something in a distant future, something that we could only access when we died and went to heaven. But the reality is that all of that dwells within your spirit right now. It's all in that rich inner life. That's why we have been talking about that for the last couple of years and continue to talk about it, because you have to become aware of what's available to you. And that is something that is so powerful. So when we talk about fuel and vision, I want to talk about, first of all, five vision blockers. And the reason why you may have stayed so confused and so foggy and so unclear about vision and not even having a vision for yourself, or if you do have a vision for yourself, you can't figure out how to activate it and implement it and get the results from it. And then you may get discouraged because of these five vision blockers. And number one, you know, the biggest vision blocker there is, number one, is fear. And the Bible says that fear has torment. And we're going to talk about some of the things that come out of fear. These next four points really come out of fear. So if we want to look at something, a force that is dominant, it would be fear. And yesterday in the deliverance days, we would call it, you know, a major spirit. Fear would be the dominant factor here, and the rest flows out of fear. And so scripture tells us that fear has torment. But it also goes on to tell us why we have fear, because fear is the absence of love. I want you to write that down. Fear is the absence of love. When we are perfect in love, or when we are mature in love, the scripture tells us that it casts out fear. It will cast out the torment. And all the things that fear represents to block you, to stop you, and to keep you paralyzed. Now, I'm speaking directly into your heart and your spirit, and I am in work mode this morning, so things are happening. Excuse me, things are happening in the realm of the spirit as we are connected today. And as I'm speaking, the Bible tells us that the words that Christ speaks, they are spirit and they are life. And remember, yesterday I told you, anytime light shows up, darkness must flee. So when we have an absence of love, fear is already present. Because when you're perfect or mature in love, fear cannot stay on board. When you're perfect in love, you have a degree of trust. And this is for all my friends on the line that admit you have trust issues. And we say that like it's a badge of honor. I just don't trust nobody. Well, I have trust issues. When you have trust issues, that's an absence of love. And if you want to know where the real power is, and if you want to know what the foundation for wealth and well-being is, it is love. Faith works by love. Miracles work by love. Everything that you want to tap into that is divine, that has virtue, that have power, that have excellence, that has strength, it's going to flow out of the spirit of love. And so that is the place that we want to return to each and every day. One of my personal mantras that I remind myself of every day is to stay with love. When I'm in frustration, when I'm in confusion, I reset and I go back to love. Love will allow you to trust even your brothers and your sisters, right? One of my favorite passages from the Course in Miracles says, nothing real can be threatened. And that makes you come to a place of love. It makes you calm down. It makes you understand that nobody can destroy your vision. Your vision does not have an expiration date. Your vision is still reserved in your spirit, waiting for you to tap in and unfold what is there. So nothing real, and the only thing that is real is those things that flow out of love, that flow out of your God nature, right? We often say that God is love. So that God part of you, that God self of you, is full with love. And when you flow out of that, the only thing that you will see that will show up are things that are full of virtue, things that are excellent, things that are full of power, things that produces miracles. We want to always reset and tap into love. How do you know when you are tapping into love? You're not fearful and you want to give. I want you to write that down. The moment you tap into love, the spirit of giving is activated. You want to give. That is why the writer of John said, God so loved that he gave. So loving and giving is synonymous. And if you're not giving, you're not in love, right? So fear has many, many rivers that flow out of it. And fear is a major vision blocker. And out of fear comes insecurity. Insecurity and not believing that you are taken care of, that things are going to work for you, that things are moving in your favor, that harm will come to you. Again, nothing real can be threatened. And then it goes on to say, and anything that's not real doesn't really exist. It really doesn't. It's a part of someone's perception, someone's thoughts, someone's interpretation. So when we talk about the power of divine vision, vision is what's real because that is insight from within. So when insecurity is on board, you don't even believe that you are secure. You don't believe that things are working in your favor. And I want to really take a moment because I want you to write a mantra for yourself. And you know one of my favorites is all things are working together. Fitting into a plan for good, right? And so I want you to develop a mantra for yourself so that you can become secure and knowing that everything is working for your good. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care what the circumstance is. It's still working for your good. It's still working for your good. How do you know everything is working for your good? Because you are a divine being and you're here for a specific reason. You're here for a specific purpose. So everything is working for your good. I don't care what it looks like. Something good is waiting to come out of that for you, if you can believe that. See, believing that puts you in a position of power. When you can believe that it's all good, you know, we say that, you know, it's like it's all good, but no, really and truly, it is all good. Remember, I shared with you that when you are wanting circumstances to be other than they are for the moment, that creates grief. It creates misery. But you have to take a step back, beloved, and say it's all good because it's all working for my good, right? The next vision blocker that flows out of fear is inadequacy. The lie that you're not good enough, that you don't have what it takes, that other people are better off or more better off than you are. That other people have what it takes. And you just feel inadequate. Like you just can't. Like no matter how much education you get. And as highly sensitive people, that's one of the places that we can easily hide behind. Is always thinking, I need more education. I need the certification. I need the certificate. Now there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with education. We want that. My point is, when you're hiding an inadequacy, you never feel like you have enough. You can have a double master's degree. You could be licensed, working on your PhD, and still feel like you don't know enough. That is a spirit of inadequacy. And when you're inadequate like that, you cannot fuel divine vision. Not only will you not see it, you will not have the necessary fuel to activate that vision. Next is intimidation. Just being fearful and afraid of people, circumstances, situations, opportunities. Just being intimidated. Many opportunities have opened up, but you refuse to move forward and take it because you're intimidated. You're inadequate. You're feeling insecure. All of these are vision blockers and will stop you from being able to clearly see what is waiting for you. And number five is that thief of comparison. If you're not careful in this day and age, social media will rob you of vision, because people can make themselves look like anything because someone has a really good graphic designer or somebody has a really good publicist. They can make themselves look like anything, but you don't know what's going on the inside. You don't know what their struggles are. You don't know what they had to fight through to even make that little bit happen, and you thinking that they all that and they got it going on. I'll never forget several years ago, maybe it could have been about 10 years now, I had an individual to come through my church, contact me on the phone. Contacted me on the telephone and went into this whole long thing about how God was telling him to come to my church and minister. Well, you know, I was raised, the environment that I was raised in, you don't ask nobody to preach. You know, God will make a way. Your gift will make room for you. So we came up with that kind of misnomer. You know, that didn't even mean what we thought it meant, right? But anyway, that's the understanding that I grew up with, so I wasn't having it. So when I began to expand my venues and go, I had the hardest time, and still have the hardest time presenting myself as a speaker and doing that kind of necessary work to get bookings, because I was raised that, you know, your gift would make room for you. So that's a whole nother story for another day. But my whole point in bringing that up is that, so when I began to do my due diligence and I went to this brother's website, his itinerary was jam-packed. He was like traveling all over. I mean, his itinerary was jam-packed. His bio was just loaded. You would have thought that this person was the real deal. But you know, we have insight and we have discernment. And so when I began to question him about, oh, is that All Nations? Is that Brian Keith Williams? Oh, no, not that All Nations. Oh, is that the World Harvest with Worldwide Posse? No, it's not that World Harvest, but it's at Columbus, Ohio. People can make themselves look like anything. That's why to compare yourself with other people's is not a good thing to do. It will drain you and it will rob you of divine vision. So when we start talking about fueling the power of vision and how to get clear, the first thing you have to do is sit down and recognize what's blocking you. If you're still in confusion or you're still operating in a limited measure, let's figure out what's blocking you. Are you afraid of people, being intimidated? People just intimidate you. People of authority just makes you uncomfortable. You just don't feel like you know enough. You know, somewhere along the line, somebody told you that you were not intelligent, that you were not worth much, and you believed it. What's really stopping you? What's really blocking you? We want to figure that out. And then once you figure that out, I want you to, number one, activate the spirit of awareness. And when you activate the spirit of awareness, you'll become aware of your surroundings, number one. You'll become aware of the people you are associated with and the spirit that you all are operating with, because a lot of times we're in an environment and we're attached to people, and when we do become aware, we think it's them. But let me give you a little insight. You would not be with them if you were not like them. I want you to write that down. You would not be with them if you were not like them. Even the people you believe you are called to help, those people are a version of you. And there's something in them that's a divine, a direct reflection of something in you. I want you to write that down. So you know the old saying, birds of a feather flock together. So it's not just them, it's you as well. So you have to look at and understand, what are you all operating in? What are we all operating in, right? So we want to come to this awareness. That's the outer awareness. What's your environment like? All of that is telling you something, that as you go deeper, because everything natural is spiritual first. So become aware of your environment. Become aware of your associates, who you have chosen to connect yourself with. All of that is your outer awareness, that when you activate the spirit of awareness and you start looking without first, then you tap within. Go back into your rich inner life, because everything is flowing out of there, creating and producing what you see on the outside. You see, when you look around in your environment, and you look around at, you know, what's happening for you, all of that flowed out of your belief system. It flowed out of your value. It flowed out of your self-worth. It flowed out of your self-esteem, and you created it. So a lot of times, you know, it's not an enemy. It's not a devil. It's not a demon. It is simply what you are believing on a deeper level. And when you activate the spirit of awareness, and you begin to see, now you don't have to go, because I said it's not a lot of times, 99.9 times out of 10, beloved, trust me when I tell you, there is no demon. It's nothing to be in warfare about. You are in warfare because you put yourself in warfare every day because you believe that you are being opposed. You believe that you are being attacked. You believe that something outside of you is resisting you. But the biggest resistance to your vision becoming clear is what's on the inside of you. So now I'm going to pause right there, because I want to open up the lines today. I want to just, you know, shout at you. So everyone that's on the line, I just want you, I mean, there's some people here that I've not seen before. I just want you, you press star 2 on your phone. And I just want you to say hello, give me your thoughts, your questions, your comments, your feedback, and then we will be right back here tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Eastern in this virtual empowerment gathering, laying down how to get strong and how to get your vision activated for 2018, and how to flow very, very strongly in your vision. Star 2. And for those of you, if you got the number off the social media or the website, I want you to go to ilonasanders.com/EME for early morning empowerment. And I want you to put your name and email address in there so that we can stay connected. And there are some free gifts there for you as well. So if you've never opted in, I want you to go to ilonasanders.com/EME for early morning empowerment, and let's stay connected. All right, so I just want to say hello to you. You could give me your thoughts, your questions. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at ilonasanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@ElonaSanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.